Best price. H&H Carpets. Across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. More heat, humidity, and scattered storms for today. Hot and humid with a high in the low to mid-90s. Heat index 100 to 105 again. Random, scattered, mostly afternoon and evening storms fading out at night. Overnight low temperature down to about 75. Tomorrow and Thursday, high temperatures in the lower 90s again. Spotty hit or miss storms for some lucky towns. Better rain chances coming in Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. In other words, the storms will be in greater supply over the upcoming weekend for here on the Gulf Coast beaches, still hot. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Get set for your best life, your prime life, when you take advantage of Prime South Bank's great service, friendly people, and amazing financial tools. From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your prime life. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ava News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The search for new police and fire chiefs is now underway in Selma. City council members will vote on an interim police chief tonight. The council is also creating two search committees to help find permanent chiefs. A newly filed lawsuit says an elderly woman suffered a heat stroke after being left in a van at an assisted living facility. The alleged incident happened at Elmcroft of Halcyon. The woman was taken to the hospital and she's currently in the ICU. The facility has not responded to a request for comment. And there's a new mural in the city of Troy. The downtown mural pays tribute to the people and places that helped lay the foundation for the city. Troy University graduate Alex McClendon was chosen as the artist for the project. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Okay, quick show of hands. Who out there is renting? If you raised your hand, I'm talking to you. Why rent when you could buy? I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. This is not your parents' mortgage. Times have changed. You're no longer required to have a 20% down payment. The USDA and VA loan programs offer 100% financing. That's no money down. But hey, if you are not a veteran, or you are not looking to purchase in a USDA-eligible area, never fear. Here at Alabama Home Mortgage, you can purchase a home with as little as 3% down. For example, that $150,000 home you've been eyeing online could be yours with only $4,500 down. Don't sign that lease before calling 567-4223. Get pre-approved today. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 1586-36A, Equal Housing Lender.
Come join the city of Prattville for their 18th annual 4th of July celebration. The parade begins at 9 a.m. and winds its way through downtown. Afterwards, take part in the Lions Club barbecue at Pratt Park and the cardboard boat races at the city pool. Gates open at 6 p.m. at Stanley Jensen Stadium for the fireworks presentation. There will be a concert by Established, a children's play area, and food vendors on site. Admission is free. For more info, call the Parks and Rec Department at 595-0800 or visit prattvilleal.gov.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
All right, guys, welcome back in. 6 minutes after 9 o'clock.
If my words did glow with the cold of sunshine, and my tune,
if there's a better way,
fade
to start the day than with the Grateful Dead. I don't know what it is.
Would you hear my voice?
Me either.
Makes you want to drop acid at 9 o'clock on a Tuesday morning.
Well?
Off the American Beauty album from 1970. But has anyone ever actually listened to the studio version of the song before right now?
So the you know, of course you have to lead with a music question. The two Dead albums from 70 and 71, American Beauty and Working Man's Dead, are generally regarded as their good studio albums.
So people actually listen to that?
Those are the ones worth owning because the songs are standalone, and then if you like, if they stretch them out into jams, then they're, you know, then they're fine, but they're not jam dependent.
Yeah, I hear you. Anyway,
I might be into the Dead, man.
Well, somebody has to be into the Dead.
Big Dead guy.
Big Dead guy.
Likes the Dead.
He's like a necrophiliac.
Yeah, he's into the Dead. He's a vampire.
Our number 272-9228. If you want to get in, 272-9228. I saw a story you just sent me that I'm going to have to read during a break.
I didn't know if I had sent it to you or not, so I resent it.
I basically agree with the headline.
I 100% agree with the headline, but that's going to make some folks mad.
Yeah. It's something I've been saying for a while on this program, so we'll get to that at some point. Our number, that's the bathinnovations.com guest hotline. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. The very lovely and talented Carolyn. So a lot of you people think I just hate phone calls. It's not true.
Wrong.
It's not true.
Wrong.
I don't hate phone calls. I just, you know, it helps when they're screened a little bit. And so on Tuesdays and Fridays, generally speaking, Carolyn is here and can answer your phone calls when she's not playing bridge at 9:30 in the morning. Sometimes she leaves early to play bridge. Sometimes she leaves early because we end up with a studio full of people and it annoys the hell out of her.
By play bridge, you mean drink gin, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Get drunk with old ladies. My wife played bridge for a while. I know what happens. You know, it's no secret. No secret. So she's here. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman, we're here. I did hear from Jack the other day. Not on the phone, but he sent me a text. Actually, no, I heard from him on the phone, too. But he sent me a text and showed me his new leg.
Oh, wow.
That's a fly leg. Looks really good. Not a fly leg. A fly-looking leg.
Right.
Not look like a fly, but fly as in, like...
I knew what you meant.
Awesome. Something, like, something cool.
Like you got to stay fly.
Is that a new lid on the Starbucks thing?
Oh, it was a big controversy.
Hold on. Speaking of the microphone, this is new. I've not seen that. What is that?
I don't know. I had a big controversy. They first tried to give me a dome lid, and they said, "Do you want a dome lid?" And I said, "No."
Well, why would you want a dome lid? But that's not even a... That's not...
I know.
It's not a typical cold drink fast food lid.
They called it a sippy lid.
Yeah, I mean,
sippy lid.
It's better than a straw.
She's got a straw, too.
Well, I know. I don't use straws. So if you're driving...
Ever?
Not really, yeah. So if you're driving in your car... I mean, if I got a milkshake, which is like, what, once a year, maybe?
Oh, milkshakes once a week.
Yeah.
Oh, once a year. Well, we've been to Milo's for a strawberry milkshake?
We're not all blessed with your svelte figure, Baron, okay? Some of us are naturally larger individuals that can't, you know, just guzzle a milkshake every week or two, you know?
But if you go through the drive-thru and get a water... With your double fillet of fish?
Yeah, I take the lid off.
You take the lid off? It spills everywhere.
You just kind of hold it you just drink enough down to where like it doesn't spill.
Get a straw, man.
Nah.
Now if I'm in a restaurant, I don't need a straw. In a car?
Nope.
If you get a styro cup and you chock it full of ice and you put in your favorite frosty beverage in there, whether it's a water, a tea, a soda.
Mm-hmm.
And you put a lid on it with a straw, you'll still have ice in the year 2035.
Yeah, you might.
You take the lid off, it's all watered down an hour later.
I don't have to tell you.
All right, well.
It's kind of like the koozie thing.
Yeah?
You know, and you're with me on the koozie thing.
Oh, I don't use koozies.
I've never drinking a beer slow enough to need a koozie.
Nope, not me either.
I don't need ice in 3 years. I need ice for the, 14 seconds
beer
my drink
is a
exists.
Three or four drink proposition with me.
Right.
I drink 3 to 4 ounces per sip.
Right. You know, like a man.
3 or 4 sips later, I'm out of beer.
Right. Need another one.
Need another beer.
Need another cocoa.
What's your default beer? Just like
you
can order.
Miller Lite.
Miller Lite. Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the beers you can order at every restaurant.
Yeah.
Almost everybody has.
Right.
See, I'm a Heineken. It's my default. Just because everybody has it. Not
right.
Because it's particularly delicious. Carolyn gave me a sticker from her son's brewery.
Oh, cool.
That's going on the computers at the next break. That's a good-looking sticker, too. Looks like Tattoo Flash. It does.
It is. I know. It's nice.
I might get that tattooed on my face.
Neck. Just neck.
Just neck? Right side here, of the neck?
Yeah,
just,
yeah. Well, you could cover it up with your collar, right?
Yeah. Bridge is like Bunko. My wife played for years and still can't tell me how you play it.
That sounds about right.
My wife plays Bunko. Like, what do you do? Right. She's like, hey, you just roll dice.
You do some things with some dice, and then there's other ladies and wine.
And if other ladies cheer, you get money. And if they don't, you just get drunk.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, for a while there, where, like, Michelle had a Bunko thing going, like, you know, she'd come in with, like, $40. I'm like, you know,
yeah.
Are you hustling over here?
Yeah. Amen.
I don't think it's possible to actually hustle Bunko. I know you can hustle bridge, though.
Oh, yeah, you can be a good bridge player. That's a Trump game, right? Isn't that a Trump game? Yeah. A suit game? Suited Trump game? Yeah.
Who's is it Omar Sharif that always... didn't he write the bridge... He wrote a bridge column for like a long time.
Omar Sharif wrote a column?
It's somebody random as...
Hold on. You know why I know who Omar Sharif even is? Because I used to do a lot of crossword puzzles. In every crossword puzzle, they're always looking for O-M-A-R somewhere to fill it up.
Okay. I mean, it's not that I'm crazy, but if you just like, you know, if you type in Omar Sharif, and then space... The very first thing that cut the like autofill bridge, there's an iPhone.
I don't even know who Omar Sharif is.
He's a vaguely Middle Eastern actor.
Yeah, but I'm just saying every crossword puzzle says blank Sharif, mm-hmm. And you just know Omar.
I just one of those things. I just remembered that it was weird that this random actor mm-hmm. always wrote the bridge column, and like I would you know sometimes try to read it. And then have no idea what he's talking about.
Was he Lawrence of Arabia?
No, Orence was, he was the other guy.
Was he Dr. Zhivago?
Yes.
He was Dr. Zhivago?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, he's a pretty good actor there for a while.
Yeah, how about that? All right, we got to get on to more pressing matters than bridge columns tattoo flash looking stickers and...
Just saying, I know a lot of random crap, Baron.
You know what? Someone commented to me the other day. They said, you know, at first I wasn't a big Dave fan.
What?
But that guy knows something about everything. Listen, I'm just passing along the information. I'm not saying I agreed with her.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't. She said, I wasn't a big Dave fan at first. It took me a minute to warm up to.
It's a different show.
But he knows something about absolutely everything.
I think that's what, like, one of the very first times that I was on. And you were like, that was good, you should come back.
Yeah.
And it was because, like, anything that you brought up, I kind of knew, you know, like, we're a lot the same in that.
Yeah.
But it's interesting the way that you know stuff about other things, and I know, you know what I mean? So, like, together we have most of the spectrum covered.
Together we know everything. That's what you're telling people.
Well, I mean, it's true.
There's nothing we don't know.
Literally everything.
I know what Carolyn had for breakfast.
That's right.
Starbucks.
With a sippy cup.
Sometime today, John Merrill is supposed to announce his plans to run for Senate.
I thought they said that it was at 10 on the Capitol lawn.
Whatever.
Yeah. Not coming on here to do it.
No.
Thanks, John.
Johnny, call us. We'll be happy to have you on. I do like John Merrill.
I do too.
There are a lot of people already in the race. Arnold Mooney, who I do like a lot. Tommy Tuberville, who I like a lot. Bradley Byrne, who's terrible. Stanley Adar, it says businessman and former televangelist.
Oh.
What, is he trying to get the Roy Moore vote? State Auditor Jim Ziegler has formed an exploratory campaign. And don't sleep on the former governor. Robert Bentley
That's
is
right.
definitely very much alive in this race. We will find out at 10 o'clock whether John Merrill announces for the 10th time that he's running for Senate or if he abandons his campaign. I do like John Merrill a lot. I hope if he runs, I hope he does well.
I'm just saying, if I was a statewide elected official, actually, if I was if I had a free pass at this and thought that I could raise, and I knew that I could put in or raise $1 million.
You'd run?
In.
You get one shot to be senator, usually.
Correct.
One shot. Sometimes you get a second shot.
But
very rare is there an open crack at a Senate seat. And a Democrat on the ballot is basically an open crack at a Senate seat.
Right.
But usually when you're in your political prime... You get one, maybe two cracks, but usually just one shot. Maybe one shot. Yeah. Think about this. If Jeff Sessions had not gone to be the Attorney General and resigned from the United States Senate, you might not have another shot to be Senate for 8 years, mm-hmm. which means from 1996 to 2026 or 2028, yeah, you wouldn't have had a shot to be senator. Think of how many people's political primes are in those 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
Because Richard Shelby may not retire in 2022.
I don't know why he would.
He's got, what, $10 million in the bank? Mm-hmm. He's pretty spry.
Yeah, he's super spry.
He's a good, good senator.
Mm-hmm.
He's been there forever. He's got so much seniority, they're renaming buildings after him.
So, yeah.
Don't sleep on the fact that this may be your shot.
Correct.
If you've ever even contemplated going to the United States Senate, and you're, I mean, because if, let's say Shelby doesn't retire,
mm-hmm,
and Merrill doesn't run, well, he may not have a shot for another 8 years.
Right.
He's like 55 now.
He may have to hope that he wins two terms as governor to then have another shot.
Right. So, you typically get one shot, and if there's an open seat, I don't care if you're a city councilman in, you know, Atala.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you've ever had eyes on the prize, now's the chance. And there is no club, there is no elected office better than senator.
Correct. It's the only one that I'd want.
I don't want to be governor. I don't want to be congressman. Sure as hell, I don't want to be in the state legislature. That's Dudville.
And what I'd probably do is
I want to be in the United States Senate.
What I would like is I would just like the appointment.
Yeah.
Right.
2 years.
And then just not run.
Not run. Give me 2 years.
Straight up, give me 5 months or whatever. Give me from like the time that the guy resigns after the election to like when the new guy that won,
yeah,
you know,
gets sworn in.
Yeah,
call me like, senator the rest of my life.
Joe Biden did that for Biden?
That no, did he it got for, elected.
No, but he did it for his chief of his longtime chief of staff or whatever.
Oh, got appointed to his.
Yeah, there was something like where it was like a total random. Maybe, I don't even think it was his chief of staff. It was like a mailman or something.
That's
it was something really funny, but guess what? Guess what that guy's name is?
Senator. Yeah. Call me senator the rest of my life. Put it on my tombstone, please. Here lieth Senator Baron Coleman.
Like that dude.
United States Senate, Alabama.
Like that dude that bought the appointment from Blagojevich.
Yeah.
And he had his tombstone already built, or his like mausoleum, and it was like, Attorney General, United States Senator. Like,
yeah. Now he has to go to prison.
The second that he got the appointment, though, he was like, hey, add that, like, to my tombstone.
Can you put it on right below Attorney General, please?
United States Senator.
I'm in, man. I'm in. I love that Blagojevich was on tape saying, this is worth a whole lot more. You know, you don't just give these things away.
This is gold.
Actually, you're supposed to just...
Didn't he say it's an effing gold mine?
Yeah, or something.
Yeah.
I mean, the tapes were brutal. Whoever was taping that guy.
Yeah.
All right, our names. We do have names, too. Dave Mallory, Baron Coleman. I got a host of news to get through. You wouldn't guess it based on the first segment, but we do have a host of news to get through. And our number is 272-9228. If you want to talk to Carolyn, you can call there.
And I really have enjoyed my stay, but I must be moving on. Like a king without a castle, like a queen without a throne. Is the undisputed truth. But I have to have things my own way to keep me in my youth.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Bigger, better than ever. It's the Kaiser Fine Furnishings 4th of July sale. Prices are marked an additional 20% off. They're already 40% off discounted prices. Save on a rustic king bed was $17.59. Now only $7.59. Or a square pub table with four stools was $14.59. July 4th priced at $6.39. These examples of savings you'll find store-wide at Kaiser. Most every everything in stock is ready for delivery. Check out our huge selection on recliners, all on sale. Shop Wiser by Kaiser during the 4th of July sale, now through July 6th on the Wetumpka Highway.
I'm Wally Dempsey. I own Carter's World here in Montgomery. I've been here for over 10 years. We recently moved across town to 6383 Atlanta Highway. Without Blue Water, we wouldn't be able to be as successful as we are. They got the message out to thousands of people.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Go, oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Get your vehicle ready for summer during Murray AC Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Whether you need a full AC repair or a charge on your system, you'll find special offers on everything from AC compressors to refrigerant. Stay cool this summer. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot means up to 40% off appliance special buys. Plus, up to $600 in extra savings instantly on select appliances. That means you can get a top-load Whirlpool washer and electric dryer pair, just $4.98 each. No rebate, no hassle, no kidding. Today is the day for doing. Red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, while supplies last. Gas dryer extra. See store for details. Valid through July 10th.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
Wildflowers, and I was as wild, even wilder than they. Or at least I could run. They just died in the sun, and I refused to just wither in place. Just a wild mountain rose needing freedoms to grow. So I ran, fearing not where I go. When a flower grows wild, it can always survive. Wildflowers don't care where they grow.
All right, guys, welcome back in. Wildflowers don't care where they grow, Dave. This is a great Dolly Parton song.
It really is.
Can we just play deep cuts off of some of our favorite artists?
They were common and close.
Yes,
all day.
No room to grow.
This ought to be on. This ought to be on Possum.
It should.
Someone ought to put this on Possum someday. 24 minutes after 9 o'clock. This is, what's this, like day 800? I did this for a while. It's like day 800 of the God Emperor's Reign or something.
Yeah.
Hold on, I'll find it.
You know what hasn't happened since Trump has been president?
What?
Florida, the University of Florida has not beaten the University of Georgia.
Oh, really?
Correct.
Huh.
Because you said 800, and I listened.
887 days.
I listened to a podcast, and it's like, you know, 950 days or whatever.
How about
that? Yeah, so it's like right in there. Kind of funny.
Alabama used to have one of those about Auburn.
Right.
And in fact, if you go to Ferrari message boards, I'm kind of a nerd and go to racing message boards. If you go to Ferrari Formula One message boards, they'll have a countdown as the number of days that Kimi Raikkonen has been the reigning world champion at Ferrari since 2000, what was it, 7 or 8?
Wow.
Something like that. It's been a long time.
Well, that's like, you know, it's, or like the last time Tennessee beat Alabama.
Oh.
It's like 100 years ago.
Did they ever beat Alabama?
I don't think so.
Tennessee fans, do you have any excuse for what's going on Rocky Top? Anyway.
I bet you they got a lot of excuses.
A couple things here. One is, I really like this announcement. Montgomery Public Safety Department has loosened the restrictions on facial hair and tattoos. So you will now see firefighters and or policemen and or anybody else that falls under the orbit of Montgomery Public Safety with beards and mustaches. I know they did this. The Public Safety Department did for, I think, No Shave November last year, maybe. One of these prostate cancer awareness deals. And I thought the police officers, you'd run into them on the street, I thought they looked good with a little fuzz. You know? I think everybody looks good with a little fuzz.
Listen,
on their
go
face.
Back and watch like go back and watch an episode of Cops.
Yeah,
between like 88 and like when it came on in like 1993. Every single cop has a mustache and a mullet.
Really?
And it might be like a little baby mullet, like a Jose Canseco mullet, where it's not super long in the back. But
right. It's there.
It's definitely business in the front, all business, and then a little bit of party in the back.
Just a little.
And a sweet, sweet stash. A Keith Hernandez-level mustache.
Well, everybody, all they can have is that Chevron standard issue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that you got if you worked at a filling station in 74. As soon as you showed up, they're like, Dave, here is your shirt. And here are the color pants that are acceptable.
And here's your mustache.
Here's your mustache. You just put this right over your lip. It's a standard issue from Chevron itself. Everybody had the Chevron standard issue.
That's right.
And in fact, I think that's still about the only thing you can grow is the Chevron standard issue until these new, restrictions.
I'm sure. Do they have some kind of length? Guide on the beards, because I don't know that they need like that big, you know, mountain man, that beardo beard that people grow.
Now, you know why the military stopped you from being able to have a beard or long hair? It's totally irrelevant in today's military.
Right. Lice?
In hand-to-hand combat.
Grabbing it?
Grab your beard, grab your hair. They can get an upper hand on you. And so they made you keep a clean face and nearly clean hair so that nobody could grab your beard or your hair.
And what do they do in boot camp? They break you down, and they make you into a soldier. And so differences are not, you know, like, are not super encouraged.
Sure.
I want everybody to be kind of the same.
Same haircut. It's like North Korea. You know, you have three acceptable haircuts in North Korea.
Is one the Kim Jong-un, or is he the only one that can
No,
have
no, you can have that kind of super high top with a part.
Weird, weird haircut.
High top with a part, comes down low by the eyebrows, you know? Kind of skeezes in there real well. Mm-hmm. There's a picture here of a guy taking advantage of the new policy in the WSFA story. He's got a beard. Also, they've loosened the restrictions on forearm tattoos, which are becoming more popular. I don't know that I'm wild about that loosen.
Although, I mean, like, look, here's the thing. Anymore, like, I'm the odd man out, you know,
with no tattoo.
Not having a tattoo these days. Of our generation, truly, like, almost everybody has one.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. I tell my kids, try never to get one that can't be covered up with a short sleeve t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And account for changing styles. Because in 1998, short sleeve t-shirts went below your elbow.
Ah.
By 2018-19, they don't. They come about mid bicep.
Yeah, better tailoring.
If you got a tattoo that went below your mid bicep in 1998, I'm just using an example, nothing personal necessarily. Now it would be visible in a short sleeve t-shirt, whereas when you got it at the time, it wouldn't be. So account for changing styles. Don't cut it close. Keep tattoos off your face.
And your neck.
And your neck.
And your hands.
And your knucks. And you probably going to be all right. No, I mean, if you've got a full bodysuit and you want to throw a tattoo on your neck or your knuckles, that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. Don't start there. And if you're a girl and have one on your neck and can cover it up with your hair, that's one thing. But anyway.
Yeah.
Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. Keith. Not Keith Hernandez.
No.
Keith Richards?
Not Keith Richards.
The firefighter.
Yeah, hey, are you on speaker or Bluetooth? Because I can barely hear you.
I was on speaker.
Yeah, let's not do that. All right, thank you.
Firefighters won't be allowed to have beards because the gas mask won't see it.
You know, I thought about that because when you go diving, you can't have a mustache or a beard.
Oh, really?
Well, I mean, you can. Correct. You just got to lather it up with Vaseline to create a seal.
And they're not going to have time to do that when they're running out for
fire,
right?
No. Yeah.
No.
Huh.
But I just want to throw that in. Oh, one other thing, Bear. Those Canadian ducks they removed from y'all's place out there.
Yeah.
Mike Road. Did they destroy them birds or just euthanize them to get them out of there?
They're dead. I don't know how to answer your question. It sounded like the same question asked twice. Did they euthanize them or destroy them? I don't know how they did it. Apparently, a guy called in yesterday and said they may have used CO2 chambers and put them to sleep. I just hope they didn't waste all that delicious goose meat.
No doubt.
That's some good. You ever had a goose breast?
I have.
It's divine. I don't know why they would have not eaten all of it.
I may have been searching for ways to get you know, to acquire said.
Y'all have a wonderful day.
On the commercial market after yesterday, because what you told me about the soaked in balsamic thing.
Yes. Doesn't it sound good?
Yes. Especially after those steaks that I did that were soaked in balsamic.
Is there anyone that sells it? Or do you have to get it illicitly?
Like, yeah, I mean, it seemed like a... No, there's places that sell it, but not like... It's just like not like available at like Publix.
Right. Can you...
specialty stores or something.
Here's my thought. Here's how you get it. You go out to Wind Lakes. You go out to Pike Road. You wait till sundown. You take an arrow. Thunk! You go get the bird. You know? There's no sound. There's no shot. There's no wildlife official needing to be alerted. You just go get the bird. Take it home. Soak the breast. You're good to go. That's just me. Our number 272-9228, Penny Earn Concrete Technologies, 284-9292, 284-9292. You can check them out online, pennyearn.co, or you can even find them on Facebook. Facebook's probably the best place to go, frankly, to look for Penny Earn Concrete Technologies, because they have all of the available pictures and videos. They don't take them down. They just keep adding to it. Thousands of pictures up there. Thousands of pictures up there. And it's really, really a remarkable place. So if you go to pennyearn.co or the Facebook page and look around, I think you'll find it is... I have a
friend who's a loyal listener, and he's a big Georgia fan. And he just texted me a picture of his forearm tattoo. And it's the state of Georgia with the old school dog face in it that says "Go Dogs." He said, "This is always in style." I said, "Yeah, boy."
You know what I really like? Let me finish Tom Latham here for just a second, and I'm going to tell you what I really like. Tom Latham is a concrete guru, stamped, decorative, brushed, polished. It doesn't matter if it's concrete. By all means, get him on the horn and get him over there. And get it taken care of. Big job, small job. He didn't care. Tom Latham, Penny Earn Concrete, 284-9292. You know what I love? Those tattoos on the guys that are like 85 years old on the forearms. They got those white, wiry hairs running through them, and you can barely make out what it was.
Yeah, but
it's
then,
a lifetime.
But then when they do the thing where, like, you know, you do your iPhone to expand the picture, they do that to their forearm, and it's like the Marine logo.
Right.
And you're like...
And you know it was black at one time, and that's like that pale green or blue. It's a fire song, by the way.
I really love Emmylou Harris.
Do you really?
Yes.
I do too. She's fire.
We played Emmylou while you were gone.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't catch it. 34 minutes after 9.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
It's Christmas in July, and when you turn to the experts at AC by LaCroix, they have presents for you. Choose between a free Yeti cooler, a free Wi-Fi thermostat, or a free air cleaner. Purchase a new carrier system and have your pick. Also get 0% financing with approved credit on new carrier systems. ACByLaCroix.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by LaCroix.
Brittany here.
with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at wholesalehunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and reloading supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at wholesalehunter.com. That's wholesalehunter.com. Again, wholesalehunter.com.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Troop Booth over at Heirloom Jewelers. Heirloom Jewelers is on Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road, right across from Do Re Mi Karaoke. At Heirloom Jewelers, you can buy, sell, or trade jewelry. And Troop Booth is the salesperson, the general manager, the owner. Troop Booth is everything at Heirloom Jewelers, which means you don't pay markup for salespeople and general managers and all that other stuff like you do at the other places. You want to buy, sell, or trade jewelry right here in the River Region? Go to Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road, Tuesday through Friday till 5 o'clock, Saturday, 9 till noon. Heirloom Jewelers. This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This summertime pattern rolls on and on. Very little day-to-day change with another hot and humid day today. High in the low to mid-90s. Heat index again, 100 to 105. What is this, the fifth day in a row now? Scattered random afternoon and evening storms here and there. Overnight low temperature tonight down to about 74. Then tomorrow and Thursday, highs in the low 90s again. Spotty hit or miss storms for some lucky towns. A lot of towns will get skipped, though. Then better rain chances as we get towards Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The rain chances over the weekend are better with storms in greater supply all 3 days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Check out ASE Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback Checking Account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Guys, 39 minutes after 9 o'clock, Cole Plumbing, generous sponsors this program, and proprietors of making people have never-ending hot water. Guys, I have 7 kids. We have a dishwasher that never stops running because we have 7 kids. Oh, speaking of, I got some new dishes yesterday, courtesy of one of our listeners, Weezer. Found some Fiesta dishes and picked them up for me. And man, I met her yesterday and picked them up. Yeah, a whole bunch of them. You'll pay 10, 12, 15 bucks a piece for Fiesta dishes. I got probably, I don't know, 15, 17 pieces for 15 bucks. Yes, 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 friends. That's why it's good to know people and be on the radio. Anyway, what was I talking? Oh, hot water. Hot water. We'll run our dishwasher sometimes 3 times a day. Our clothes washer never stops running. Ever. It's running now. It ran all night. You have to wake up at 2 in the morning and transfer stuff over. It just backs up. Not really, but it basically runs all night. And the shower never stops running, especially as those kids get a little older. They like to be extra clean, you know. Cold Plumbing makes it so that you never run out of hot water. Never, ever, ever run out of hot water. Endless hot water from Cold Plumbing. 279-8919. They also have that proprietary pipelining technology. Cold Plumbing is the only place you need to know if you need plumbing service.
That's right. It's the only thing you need to know.
Huh. Our number, 272-9228. Someone didn't like the Karen Dalton, Something on Your Mind.
Well, whatever.
It's a good song. What's that mean? Is there a specific problem? All right. Our number, 272-9228. I guess we should take some phone calls. Sam?
Hey, man, your show sounds so good this morning.
Hey, makes me feel really good, Sam.
Oh, yeah, having a good day out here and tooling around enjoying this weather and got you on the radio. But I wanted to chime in on the geese. The local news said the the geese were buried. It didn't say how they were euthanized.
Well, I hope they weren't buried alive.
No, sir. No. I doubt. But what I was curious about, there is a program where hunters donate deer meat to feed the homeless and the poor. And I was just wondering, they said the geese, the state law prohibited them from donating the geese. And I was just, if someone out there could clarify that, it was a mystery to me what happened.
There's a state or federal law that prohibits you from donating the geese?
The local Channel 12 news said there was a state law, and I know you can't sell wild.
Yeah.
If you catch some brim or something, you can't sell them.
Do you remember this? A couple years ago, they had a big thing in Louisiana where these hunters donated like 100 pounds of venison that they had, like in their, like sausage, that they either had in their freezer or they literally just had processed, and they donated it to a food bank, and then the health department came in and made them throw it all away. And it was a big deal because, like, you know, thanks. They could have given it back. It was one of those things where, while it does seem like, and it is kind of a stupid policy because you shouldn't, I don't believe in zero tolerance or blanket policies for almost anything.
Right.
They should have been able to find a way to test the meat or whatever and make sure it was good.
And, you know, that gets back to the same old thing. It's like me dealing with the VA. There's a bureaucracy.
Oh, Lord.
You know, it's written down, and then there's, you know, if it's not on the book. But I have heard there, like I said, there is a program where hunters can donate deer meat. And I was it'd been nice if a little more effort had been put into it. But I've also seen on the news where the fields out west, there'll be so many geese come in, they'll ruin crops. They can be a real nuisance.
But they're delicious. You know, that's the point I'm making. They're delicious.
And that is the truth.
They're like extra ducky ducks.
There may be something that we don't know about these particular geese. Maybe because they've been swimming in 9,000 pounds of poop their whole lives. That they're not,
you
know, super.
You know what? Grill them up, slice them thin, put them in a red curry. I'm gonna eat them. Put them over some rice. I'm not gonna have a problem with it. 43 minutes now after 9 o'clock, Jim.
I got some here. I want to ask you about first on those goose. Have you really eaten one of those Canadian goose?
Yeah.
Darren, or you just
no, I've really eaten.
A third feathers, about a third gut, and about a third meat.
Well, you don't eat the feathers or the gut.
I know, but it is greasy.
Yes.
And, oh man,
it's extra
crap?
Ducky duck. Mm-hmm. Duck is a greasy, fatty bird.
No, you don't like duck either. No, that's too greasy.
Well, you can't account for bad taste.
Isn't
Yeah, I've had six bypasses. I ain't eating no greasy stuff. Let me ask you a serious question about
the six bypasses. I'm genuinely curious. I'm not making fun of you. I'm not making light of it. Are you overweight?
No. Let me tell you real quick.
Well, I want to ask.
That was 20 years ago. I'm 68 right now. When I was 48, I had six bypasses. I don't smoke. I don't drink. I weighed 169 pounds.
Okay, this is what I want to ask you.
6'1".
I'm very genuinely curious.
Yeah.
What was your diet like in the 10 or 20 years leading up to the bypass?
I ate a decent diet.
It's
hereditary. It's hereditary.
But I'm curious what your diet was like.
I ate a lot of vegetables. I didn't eat that much red meat. I ate mostly chicken and stuff.
Yeah, see, I think
that my dad died at 68 of a heart attack.
Did you use real butter or did you use margarine?
I used real butter.
Okay. You used real butter that whole time you grew up?
No, when I was growing up, I can't remember. My mom had six kids. She probably bought the cheapest thing she could buy.
Yeah. In your adult years leading up to the six bypasses at your house, did you guys use real butter instead of margarine?
Yeah, I didn't like margarine.
Did you eat a lot of pasta and bread and rice and stuff like that?
Probably did.
Yeah, and you didn't eat a lot of red meat and saturated fats?
Yeah, no, but I changed my diet now.
I think the reality is if you would have eaten a lot of red meat and saturated fats and cut out a lot of those sugars and starches, your plumbing would have been better.
Yeah, you're probably right, but, you know, I'm saying some of it's hereditary, too. Mm-hmm.
There's no doubt.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I wasn't. But anyways, that's neither here or there. That's why I'm retired now, and I'm just enjoying the good life. Hey, real quick, on this, I don't know if you saw it, on this nut case, it came out that she was raped by Trump.
Yes.
Jean Carroll. Did you catch it? If you did, you can Google it. She was on Anderson Cooper, and that lady is a nut. She, at the end of her interview, they cut to the commercial real quick because she got off on this. She said that, most people think of rape as a violent assault. She said, I think most people think of rape as being sexy. She said, think of the fantasy. She said her encounter with Trump was not, it was more like a fight. She said she didn't see herself as a victim. And she got off on this fantasy stuff and being sexy. Well, he just cut the commercial and said...
Explain the fantasy part to me. I'm not following it.
I don't know. She said that most people think of rape as being sexy.
Okay. There's probably a segment of the population that fantasizes about violent sexual encounters. That, you know, I don't kink shame. Yeah. I'm sure there are people that do that. Here's my problem with her. I don't believe her, for one.
No.
Two, the God Emperor denied it. And three, he denied it in the best way, and only the God Emperor himself could have denied it this way. He basically said, look at her. There's no way.
She was 52 at that time, and he was married to Marla Maples. Now, come on.
I mean, he said she's not my type, which is his way of saying, I don't bag ugly hoes. That ain't going to happen, Captain.
Hey, Baron, here's the whole thing. She's got a tell-all book coming out, a new book. That's all this is a publicity stunt.
Sure, I agree. Seed of truth to what he said, to the story, in that maybe they did ride on an elevator together or whatever the store was, and he was near her. And he might have complimented her, and he said, those are some nice slacks or something.
Yeah.
And in her mind, she has played it up over the years to the point where she was confident telling a publishing house this happened. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I believe the denial. I think had it happened, she would have brought it up before.
They're going to try the same thing.
You know they're going to trot out another 20 women.
Yeah. And let me ask one more question real quick. I'll get off. Is little Mayor Petey? Is he cooked?
You talking about butt gig?
Yeah, he's gone. He had it. I saw him. He looked like a. You know what he looked like? He looked like an 18-year-old trying to explain why he wrecked the family car.
Yeah.
You know
he's out of his element. The CIA didn't train him well enough.
Well,
you know, you got to give it to the CIA. They try. They run candidates all the time. You know, they ran that McMuffin guy last time. They try, at least.
McMuffin.
You remember McMuffin?
Mm-hmm.
The little guy with the belly that ran? He's like 35 years old or something, barely qualified. You don't remember him? He was a Mormon from Utah.
Evan McMullen was his actual name.
Yeah, you remember that guy.
Who's the front runner? Will we find out after this first... debates this week, are we going to find out who the front runner
is? Biden is clearly the front runner. He's going to get the kid gloves treatment. We'll see. Hey, that's a good call, Jim. Thanks.
Yeah, stay away from greasy ducks.
No, greasy geese. We need more greasy geese. Who doesn't like duck meat? You ever met anyone that doesn't like duck meat?
Probably. Weirdos. Duck meat's great.
Let me tell you something. If that guy had eaten more butter and red meat and fish... and laid off all the starches and the pasta and the rice and all that. Probably grew up on margarine because everybody in the 70s and 60s and 70s and 80s thought that was healthy. Hey, you know, it had a lot better plumbing. The human body was not made to digest vegetable oil. The soybean was not meant to be anything. It should have never been invented. It should have been left in the wild. Anyway, we'll be back.
Spend my days with a woman unkind. Smoke myself and drink all my wine. Made up my mind, make a new start. Going to California with an aching in my heart. Someone told me there's a girl out there with love in her eyes.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the Newstalk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravitavillage.com. Stark Insurance Agency is celebrating 90 years of business. Since 1929, they've been helping give the people and businesses of the River Region confidence moving forward by insuring the very people and places that you love so much. Over 50% of their commercial business is locally owned. The Stark Agency, 90 years and going strong. Call them today at 334-263-5535 or online at starkagency.com. Caravita Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Get your birthday month rent waived your first year. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
O'Reilly.
Get your vehicle ready for summer during Murray AC Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Whether you need a full AC repair or a charge on your system, you'll find special offers on everything from AC compressors to refrigerant. Stay cool this summer. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot means up to 40% off appliance special buys. Plus, up to $600 in extra savings instantly on select appliances. That means you can get a top-load Whirlpool washer and electric dryer pair, just $4.98 each. No rebate, no hassle, no kidding. Today is the day for doing. Red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. Gas dryer extra. See store for details. Valid through July 10th.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Guys, welcome back in. 5 minutes to the top of the hour. 6 minutes to the top of the hour. One day I'll learn how to read a clock like a big boy. Man, I can't talk over this song. I like it too much. Alright. Bath Innovations of Alabama, speaking of things you wish you knew now, or you wish you knew then what you know now, well, you wish you would have known when you put in your bathroom the first time about bathinnovations.com and how they do it better than everyone. But the reality is you didn't. You just didn't know. And but now you do. Now you do because you've listened to this program and you're familiar with Bath Innovations. You've gotten on bathinnovations.com. And you've checked out all the selection they have there. You've gone to the showroom on Atlanta High. Why do I always say that? On the East Boulevard, the bypass, darling, right across from the Home Depot. You've been over there to the showroom. You've looked at what they have to offer, and now you know. Now you know. So you can wish that you would have known then what you know now, but now you do. Now you do. BathInnovations.com. BathInnovations.com. Get over there, 271-2723, if you want to call and have them schedule a time to come over to your house. It's an easy process. About an hour measuring, talking to you, letting you pick out stuff. About 2 days, maybe a day and a half, day two, somewhere in there, getting it all worked out. And once you got it worked out, they just come in. It's like plug and play, baby. Color by number. You just come in there and put it in there, and you're ready to go. They move quickly. They move quickly, but they do it right. All right. BathInnovations.com. Also, generous sponsors of our phone line, by the way. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. 272-9228. Speaking of blood and heart health, there's going to be a blood drive at Riverwalk Stadium on June 27th. That's my anniversary, Dave.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Of what?
You going to give me anything?
Of what?
18 years of marriage.
Wow.
18 years. My marriage will be old enough to vote.
That's right.
That mean I get an extra vote?
I think it should be.
Thursday, the Biscuits are partnering with American Red Cross for a blood drive. Drive will take place from 9:30 to 5:30 at Riverwalk Stadium. Those who donate will get two home game tickets and a Red Cross t-shirt while supplies last. So, you know, donate, you get free tickets.
Baron, did
Is
you
that
know...
Is legal?
As a callback to a earlier segment, did you know that this E. Jean Carroll went to Indiana University?
Did she really? I knew it. I knew he had losers over there. That's a shame.
I mean, really?
E. Jean Carroll? What's the E stand for? Exceptional
know.
Liar?
Egregious.
Egregious Jean Carroll?
I think it's a pen name,
it's not
anyway.
Elegant. That's not really her name?
I don't think so.
She picked that garbage name? No. No one would pick E. Jean Carroll. You pick something classy.
Oh, it's Elizabeth, because they called her Betty Jean.
Yeah, I would have gone by E. Jean, too, over Betty Jean. No offense.
She was Miss Indiana University, apparently.
What?
Yeah.
Well.
Miss Cheerleader USA.
Must have been a real fox back in her day. Well, not Trump's type, so it didn't happen. Organizers are preparing for a Crime Stoppers gun buyback. We talk about this every year. It's a big waste of time and money. It's one of the biggest loser things you could possibly do. But for some reason, they keep doing it over and over. And I've yet to figure it out. I don't know why.
Why?
Why is it a loser thing?
Yeah.
Because it doesn't... No criminal is going to go, you know what? You know what, T-Bone? I was going to shoot up this liquor store with my Gat.
But
I think I'm going to go get $50 for it at the gun buyback at the First Baptist Church next week.
But you know what?
I don't want to use it in a crime.
If you've got a, if you got young kids in the house and you got a Saturday night special laying around, why not go get $50 for it? You know?
Put it in, lock it up.
We are not talking about people that lock up their guns. We're not talking about, well cleaned and well oiled weapons. The ones that people were, but again, the ones that they're going to get back are the ones that a kid finds and either, shoots his brother or shoots himself or herself. I don't think it's a bad idea at all. Doesn't matter.
Terrible idea.
How does it hurt?
Because it wastes money.
How does
it waste time? It's virtue signaling. It's virtue signaling,
whose money,
Gabe.
Whose money does it waste?
Crime Stoppers.
And the Baptist Church, right?
Well, Baptist Church is just letting them use their parking lot.
I mean, what are crime...
The only reason they're doing that is because they can't do it on city property.
What are,
it's across the street.
What does Crime Stoppers spend their money well on?
Tips.
Mm-hmm. And so, if
tips?
If they can get people that are used to dealing with Crime Stoppers, then maybe they can get more tips.
Oh, that's garbage. This is a terrible idea. It's a waste of money, waste of time.
I feel better now that they've taken guns out of perfectly law-abiding citizens.